Thank you. Pierced by thorns and small stones, hungry, feet, naga, hills, Arukshu, desiring to climb, Vimana, disappointed, Iva, like, Aste, becomes, Pade Pade, step by step, Abhyantara, within the abdomen. Vanina, by the strong fire of appetite, Ardita, being fatigued, Katumbika, a person living with family members, Rujyati, becomes angry, Vine, certainly, Janaya, at the family members. Translation is on nice immersion in the forest, watch the climbing hills and mountains, but due to insufficient footwear, his feet are pricked by small stone fragments and by thorns on the mountain. Being pricked by them, he becomes very grieved. Sometimes a person who is very attached to his family becomes overburdened with hunger, and due to his miserable condition, he becomes furious with his family members. Purport of the ambitious. Conditioned soul wants to be very happy in this material world with his family, but he is compared to a traveler in the forest who desires to climb a hill full of thorns and small stones. As stated in the previous verse, the happiness derived from society, friendship, and love is like a drop of water in this person in the desert. One may want to become very great and powerful in society, but this is like attempting to climb a hill full of thorns. So the Vishnu Jagavati Thakur compares one's family to the high mountains. Becoming happy in their association is like a hungry man's endeavoring to climb a mountain full of thorns. Almost 99.9% of the population is unhappy in family life despite all the attempts being made to satisfy the family members. In the Western countries, due to the dissatisfaction of the family members, there's actually no family life. There are many cases of divorce and out of dissatisfaction, children lose the protection of their parents. In this age of Kali, family life is being reduced. Everyone is becoming self-centered because that is the law of nature. Even if one has sufficient money to maintain a family situation such that no one is happy in family life. Consequently, according to the Varnashram Institution, one has to retire from family life at no age. Panchasortvam vanam vajet. One should voluntarily retire from family life at the age of 50 and go to Vrindavan in the forest. This is recommended by Prahlad Maharaj. Nasadu mane sura varnya varya deginam. Sada samudvignatiyam asadraha iva apadam kriyam pandakupam vanam yapavya kamim asayeta. There is no benefit in transferring from one forest to another. One must go to Vrindavan forest and take shelter of Govinda. That will make one happy. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness is therefore constructing a Krishna Balaram temple to invite its members as well as outsiders to come and live peacefully in a spiritual atmosphere. That will help one become elevated to the transcendental world and return back to Godhead. Another sentence in this verse is very significant. Katumbika Krudyati Vai Janaya. When one's mind is disturbed by in so many ways, he satisfies himself by becoming angry with his poor wife and children. The wife and children are naturally dependent on the father, but the father, being unable to maintain the family properly, becomes mentally distressed and therefore chastises the family members unnecessarily. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Achinnadara Dravina Yasya Tiddi Kananam. Being disgusted with family life, one separates from the family by divorce or some other means. If one has to separate, why not separate willingly? Systematic separation is better than forced separation. Forced separation cannot make anyone happy, but by mutual consent or by Vedic arrangement, one must separate from his family affairs at a certain age and fully depend on Krishna. This makes one's life successful. X9, the conditioned soul in the material forest, is sometimes swallowed by a python or a crush. At such a time, he is left lying in the forest like a dead person, devoid of consciousness and knowledge. Sometimes other poisonous things bite him. Being blind to his consciousness, he falls down into dark well of hellish life with no hope of being rescued. Therefore, when one becomes unconscious due to being bitten by the snake, one cannot understand what is taking place outside the body. This unconscious condition is the condition of deep sleep. Similarly, the conditioned souls are actually sleeping in the lap of illusory energy. Bhakta Thakur has sung, Kato Nidra Jao Maya Pisachya Pule. O living entity, how long will you sleep in this condition on the lap of the illusory energy? People do not understand they are actually sleeping in this material world being devoid of knowledge of spiritual life. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says in Nature, Aushadi Maya Nashimara Lagi Karinama Maha Mantra Lautu Magi. I have brought medicine to awaken every living being in our perpetual sleep. Please receive the holy name of the Lord, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and awaken. The Katha Upanishad also says, Utishcha Jagrata Prapya Vara Nibhukta. O living entity, you are asleep in the material world. Please get up and take advantage of your human form of life. The sleeping condition means loss of all knowledge. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is also said, Yadi Shasar Bhutanam Tasya Jagarti. What is night for all beings is the time of awakening for elite self-control. Even in the highest planets, everyone is under the spell of the illusory energy. No one is really interested in the real values of life. The sleeping condition called Kala Sarpa, the time factor, keeps the conditioned soul in a state of ignorance, and therefore pure consciousness is lost. In the forest, there are many blind wells, and if one falls in one, there's no chance of being rescued. In a state of sleep, one remains perpetually bitten by some animals, especially snakes. So here's this scribe, a merchant, trying to climb a hill, but his feet get cut by the thorns and the stones. And then it describes here a person who is afflicted with hunger. The fire of digestion is afflicting him in the stomach. And he becomes angry at other people because family members are harassing him. And then here we have a python. A python is a huge snake that can swallow an animal, like a deer. So the python comes and tries to swallow the merchant in the forest. The fall person in the forest becomes unconscious, and then other snakes begin to bite him. Or he falls down into a dark well, and when he's in the well, of course, then he can't get out, and there's nobody around, so therefore he starves to death. So these are some of the tribulations in the forest and on the mountain, etc. So, like the other examples, these are simply illustrations of the miseries of the material world. So just as you want to climb a mountain and you get afflicted and cut feet, so in the material world, we have various mountains to climb, various endeavors we will do. For instance, maintaining a family becomes a big endeavor. So we have all these types of endeavor in the material world. And in order to accomplish them, we have to suffer. So that is the comparison given here with the person climbing a mountain. And then the idea of the snake being devoured by the snake. The snake in the Vedic literature often represents time. Factor. Someone gets devoured by the snake of time, which means that gradually one gets old and eventually one will die. Sometimes he becomes devoid of consciousness, which means that he goes into a state where he doesn't even have dreams. Simply blank state, which is similar to deep sleep. So this, of course, is comparable to the whole material situation, which is complete ignorance. And in this state, the jiva has no knowledge that actually he's not the body, he's not part of the material world, but rather he is an Atman of the relationship with the Lord. So that ignorance is like the deep sleep. And falling down in a dark well obviously means the trap of material desires and pleasures, etc., which keep us bound up. In the Mahabharata, there's another example of that. The person hanging over the well, blind well. So the man is in the forest, and he's thinking, I will enjoy it very nicely, because he was in the desert, and in the desert there's nothing. So in the forest, it looks like there'll be lots of things. There'll be water, there'll be fruits, there'll be so many things, shelter, shade, etc. Whereas in the desert, there's no trees, there's no water, there's no shelter, nothing to eat, etc. So I'm thinking, I go to the forest and I enjoy. So the man goes to the forest. Unfortunately, the forest has a wall around it, so he has to climb up the high wall to get in. And once he gets in, he can't get out because the wall is very steep. So he's trapped in the forest. So once he's in the forest, then he thinks, now we'll enjoy. So he looks around. Starts walking in the forest. But then he finds the forest is not very enjoyable because there's wild animals there, and mosquitoes, and snakes, and bears, and tigers, and they all want to eat him up. So the man has to run for his life in the forest. So instead of getting enjoyment, he has to keep running away from all these wild animals who try to bite him. And in the meanwhile, his feet get cut, he gets scratched, etc., because of the thorns and things on the floor, and he's running through the forest. And he also gets exhausted because he has to keep running. So he's forced to run in order to stay alive, and at the same time, he has to suffer. And if he doesn't do that, then he gets bitten. And meanwhile, he's not looking, and his foot gets caught in a vine, and he stumbles and he falls. And then he ends up hanging over a big pit, upside down, with his feet tangled on the vine and his head downwards. And below him is a big well, a blind well, like here, it's Andhukupa. It's a well built, but dried up, and therefore nobody uses it. And then it gets covered over with vegetation, and you walk there and you fall in. And then you're trapped. So, this is a blind well, so to speak, Andhukupa. So he's hanging over the blind well. So the comparison is that this is actually the getting stuck in the material body. So he's stuck in that, hanging upside down over the blind well. And at the bottom of the well, there's the python. So the python is waiting for somebody to fall into the well and then he can eat him up. So that python again is time factor, death. So he's hanging there in the tree and he's thinking, very, very nice situation, because at least I got saved from the wild animals. The wild animals are waiting for him, but they can't catch him because he's hanging over the well and they can't reach him. So he feels some relief. But then of course he's trapped again, because he's trapped over this well. So he thinks, maybe I can climb up in the tree. So he looks up in the tree and he sees his feet are attached to a vine and the vine's attached to the tree. But there are rats in the tree, and they're nibbling at the vine, holding out this thing, its feet. And they're chewing and chewing and chewing and chewing and chewing, and the vine is getting thinner and thinner and thinner. And eventually, of course, if they nibble to the vine, then he'll fall into the pit, and the snake will eat him up. So he's not in a very safe position. So he's hanging upside down like that. And they're black, white, and white rats. They take turns chewing and chewing and chewing. And the meanwhile, there's a beehive in the tree. And because he's trying to wiggle, to struggle to get up in the tree, the bees get angry and they come out of the hive and they sting him all over his body. So he's being stung by the bees, and if he tries to move to avoid the bees, then the branch sways more and more bees come out and sting him. And the rats are nibbling away at the tree, and the snake is waiting at the bottom, and the animals are waiting all around the thing. So he's in a very miserable position. So this is the position in the material world. A person is trapped in the material body, imminently
death will come for him. And meanwhile, the days and nights are passing until his lifespan is finished, which is represented by the black and white rats. They pass one after the other, and the lifespan, which is the rope, gets shorter and shorter and shorter, and eventually it's finished. And he falls into the pit, and then he's devoured by time or death. But meanwhile, he's in the tree, and still, he thinks it is very nice. Why? Because once in a while, a little drop of honey falls from the hive into his mouth, and he gets a little bit of sweetness from the honey. So he thinks, it's okay. I can survive like this, hanging upside down, a little honey coming into my mouth once in a while. This way I can survive and get some enjoyment. Meanwhile, the bees are stinging him all over the body also. And the animals are waiting to eat him up, and the pythons at the bottom, and the rats are nibbling at the top. So the illusion of the little enjoyment one gets in the material world is the compensation for all the miseries that we endure. If, of course, the balance is upset and there's no honey at all, then, of course, it becomes more miserable. So this is what happens to some people. They don't get any pleasure at all. And all miseries, so that they commit suicide or whatever. But that's not so common. In most cases, there's a little balance of some sort of pleasure, whatever it is in the material world, and that keeps them alive, and it balances out all the suffering, etc., that they have to endure. So sometimes the suffering is not evident. For instance, the snake waiting at the bottom of the pit, nobody is aware that it's there. The rats nibbling at the top, nobody knows the time is passing. So the only misery they will get feels maybe the bees stinging them. That is, when they work in the material world, they also have to suffer to get their enjoyment. They have to work hard, etc. So that's suffering that they get. Or then we get the suffering of the animals who are there trying to bite him. That is, they get sickness and various discomforts of hot and cold, etc. in the material world, accidents, all these sorts of things. So this much suffering they get. But the other part of the suffering they're not even aware of, that is the snake at the bottom and the rats nibbling at the top. That they don't understand at all. So no matter how much we do to avoid the other types of suffering, that is the accidents and the sickness and the whatever, we cannot avoid the passing of time and ultimately death. Those miseries will be there for everyone, including Brahma, the Supreme Person within the universe. Everybody has to get that suffering, at least. So, this is the situation in the material world. So this example here is just an enlargement of that, with all the sorts of miseries that a person does when he's trapped in this forest. An elaboration of the various harassments he will undergo from family members and from people criticizing, and from cheaters, and from thieves, and from kings trying to take his money in taxes or whatever, and from the sickness and whatever. All these things are simply illustrated here with these different examples. So the message is that material world is not an enjoyable place, but somehow or other, because of that desire for enjoyment, the person remains in the material world. So this person here is in the forest because he desires to get some money. That's his goal. So as long as he's got that desire for the money, he'll stay in the forest looking for some wealth or whatever, in spite of all the miseries, whatever. So that is the problem in the material world. So the aim of scripture is to give knowledge to the jiva so that they understand this hopeless position of trying to get enjoyment out of the material body and the material world, when, by its very nature, it will end in suffering. So, to do that, therefore, Chakvara here is giving this example of the man in the forest. It's ultimately a miserable endeavor to try to get enjoyment out of the material body.
Thank you.